Well. It looks like I have another wannabe sissy on my hands. Stop. Don't try to protest it. I know what you're gonna say. I've heard it all before. I'm not a loser. I love pussy. I'm a real man. Grr. Blah, blah, blah. That's bullshit, and we both know it. You wouldn't be here if you were a real man. Do you think real men go online looking for audio recordings of women humiliating them? Please, don't waste my time with any of your pathetic excuses. Let's just cut the shit and get right down to it. You're a pathetic fucking loser. You can never hope to satisfy a woman. Well, at least not with that pathetic little baby dick. I mean, are you even fucking serious with that thing? I can barely see it. Are you sure you've gone through puberty? No, limp dick, you're never going to be able to be a real man. You know it, and I know it. Besides, that's really not what feels natural for you, is it? Deep down, you feel an urge to be submissive, to be subservient. But even more than that, you feel an overwhelming urge to be pretty. Not handsome, hard, and masculine, but cute, soft, and pretty. Getting on top of a woman and fucking her isn't ever going to sound as appealing to you as being mounted like a bitch and fucked hard by a real man. Oh my, look at the flush that just came into your cheeks. You don't even have to say a word and I know that I'm right. Well, don't worry, princess. Today is your lucky day. It just so happens that I enjoy turning pathetic wimpy bitch boys into pretty little bimbos. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to turn you from some worthless loser boy into a total babe. I can tell the idea of this turns you on, slut. Go ahead and stroke that worthless little pinprick. Grab a hold of it in your hand. That really shouldn't be hard considering just how pathetically small it is, and start jerking it. Pull and stroke that worthless little dicklet as much as you want. Whine and pant and moan like the pathetic whore you are. But don't you dare fucking come. Not unless I give you my permission. Let's start with the clothes. Get rid of all of them. What do you even usually wear? Jeans? A t-shirt? Who the fuck do you think you're kidding? Those don't even feel right on your body, do they? No. That simply won't do. We're getting rid of all of those. Boxers? Get the fuck out of here with those. We're tossing all those out today. From this day forward, you're only going to wear panties. Is that understood? And those won't be boring plain Jane white panties either. You're only going to wear the brightest, frilliest, softest, most girly panties money can buy. Adorable lace waistbands, bright pink bows, tiny, barely there G-strings, thongs, boy shorts, cheekies. You're going to wear them all. You're picturing her right now, aren't you? Prancing around like a little sissy faggot in your slutty panties. You're so fucking pathetic. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about your tiny sissy titties. We're gonna cover those too. All your slutty panties will be paired with a matching bra, just as lacy and pretty. Those nipples are going to be constantly hard from having soft, silky fabric brushing over them all day long. It's just a shame that they're so small. They're quite a disappointment to me. I know they're for you as well. I know that you fantasize about having huge, fake, balloon-sized tits wobbling on the front of your chest. Well, if you can prove yourself to be a good girl for your mistress. Or for your daddy, rather. I would rather prefer you call me daddy. We might just see about that. I know that's what you want. A huge pair of fake-ass titties. Something for you to constantly fondle and grope. Something for you to show off to horny men, making them drool. Something to bounce wally while you get them fucked like the cheap little whore you are. Well, you just follow my orders like a good girl. And your dream may come true. Look at those soft, feminine features. Your face is practically begging for makeup. And that's exactly what it's going to get. I mean, look at those long, luscious lashes. They'll be so fabulous with a heavy dose of mascara on them. Something to give them more volume and body. They're going to stand out from your face and immediately draw the attention of any man who looks into your eyes. And your lips? Well, I know you linger around the lipstick section of the drugstore, pretending that you're some hapless boyfriend trying to find the right one to bring home to his woman. Maybe you even bring a piece of paper along to complete the image to give you a plausible deniability when the makeup lady comes and asks you what you're looking for. You think you're so smooth. I've got news for you, princess. Women can spot a sissy faggot from a mile away. I can assure you that every woman who's ever seen you, they know exactly what you are. Now, we're gonna paint those pouty, feminine, dick-sucking lips. First off, look at a good, solid base coating of bright pink girly lipstick. This will draw attention to those sweet, luscious, succulent lips. Men who catch a short glimpse of them will turn their heads to get a better look. Then we'll put on some wonderfully shiny lip gloss on top of that. That'll give them that plumper, more voluptuous look. And best of all, the shine will let everyone who sees you know that your lips aren't just for show. They're for action. Those cheeks will be brightened with blush. Not too much, just enough to enhance the angles of your face. It'll add some contouring and really make you look like a pretty little girl. But that's really just a nice bonus. Do you know the real reason for it? Do you really want to know? It brings a nice warm glow to your cheeks, that kind of sweet, warm light women always get in their cheeks after being thoroughly fucked and satisfied. Every man who sees you like this will feel a natural, primal instinct to breed you. Last, but certainly not least, we need to take care of your hair. Your hair, honey. Honey, 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 honey. Look at this. Nobody is going to enjoy looking at it. Nobody's going to ever enjoy looking at that bird's nest you call your hair. Your hair needs to be long and silky. That kind of hair that looks perfect in pigtails or a braid or a ponytail. Really any kind of fuck handle a man can grab and use to guide you while he fucks your face. That's what real men want. Something to hang on to while they rape your throat. For now, we'll just have to make do with a wig, but eventually we'll grow out long, beautiful, natural hair on your pathetic little head. your sad little dicklet getting harder? I'm amazed you can even tell the difference between hard and soft for that thing. But I'm not sure that I can, though. Well, that's going to put an end to any more of your meek protests, isn't it? Just a minute. You want to be a sissy slut? You need it. Deep down inside is what you know you are. Say it. Good girl. That's more like it. It felt so fucking good to actually say it out loud, didn't it? It's like a weight is lifting off of you. You don't have to pretend to be what you're not anymore. Now, with all of that being said, we're going to have to do something about that sad little clitty. You don't think I'm just going to leave it hanging free, do you? Not a chance in hell. From this day forward, that tiny little worthless clitty is going under lock and key. It's way too tiny to ever please a woman anyways, and letting it hang free will only distract you. You might start having delusions about actually fucking someone. No, princess, you're never fucking anyone ever again. You will only ever be fucked from now on. You're gonna take big, hard, real man's cocks in your tight little boy cunt. The only orgasms you are ever gonna have and you're ever gonna feel will be from your sissy pussy. And they will be so fucking good. Those orgasms will be deeper than any you've ever felt before. Your whole body will be racked with pleasure. You wonder how you were ever satisfied with anything else. Oh, yes, that sweet, juicy ass is gonna be used. Hard, rough, fast, and deep. That's the only way you're gonna be fucked. Forget about getting any gentle lovemaking. That's not for you. You're not just any kind of girl. You're a filthy fucking skank. And filthy fucking skanks get fucked hard. They get held down and jackhammered until they scream. They get choked and have their faces smacked. They have their mouths spat in before getting brutally skull fucked. They have their mascara running down their face. They have drool pouring down their chins onto their tits. They have their hair pulled and their ass beat while getting mounted and raped fucked like a bitch. And they fucking love every single second of it. Oh, you would love it very, very fucking much, sissy. I know it's what you fantasize about constantly, every single day, being on your knees while a group of real men stand around you, stroking their big, fat cocks, laughing at you and calling you a worthless sissy slave whore as your face gets slapped by cocks, having your hair pulled as you're forced to go from one cock to another, each man taking his turn and fucking your face balls deep, making you choke on it. You're stroking yourself furiously now, aren't you, baby? You're desperately yanking on that soft, tiny baby dick as you picture it. Of course you are. Well, you don't get to come just yet, faggot. You have to earn that privilege. And to do that, you're gonna need to admit out loud exactly what you are. If you want to come, you need to repeat what I'm about to tell you. Understand? Good girl. Now repeat after me. I'm a pretty little girl. I'm a good sissy faggot. Please pimp me out, Daddy. Please turn me into a good sissy fuck toy. I love cock and cum more than pussy. I want to get fucked by all those big hard cocks every single day. I want you to let them skull fuck me, Daddy. Daddy, please pimp me out. Please share me with all those big, burly men. Oh, good fucking good. Good fucking God. You are even more pathetic and desperate than I even realized. You know, I'm really tempted to withhold permission to come. Oh, the look on your face would be priceless. The desperate pleading in your eyes would almost be enough to make me come in my panties. Well, consider yourself lucky on my kind and generous daddy. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and you're not allowed to come until I reach 1. When you come, you must shoot all of it into your other hand. Is that understood? Good girl. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, 2. Oh, so close now. I bet you can almost taste it. You're so desperate for release, aren't you? God, you're so fucking pathetic. I'm embarrassed for you. 2, 3, 4, 5. Uh-oh. 4, 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. One. Come. Come for me, you fucking sissy faggot. Come for your daddy. Oh, God. Oh. Well done, slut. You followed my orders exactly. Look at all of that cum. What a fucking mess. You're not gonna just wipe that up with a tissue. No way. That's not what sissy bimbos do. You're gonna eat it. Every single fucking drop. From this day forward, you're gonna be swallowing lots of cum every day. So you may as well just start now. Lift your hand up to your mouth. That's it. Good girl. Now roll your tongue out and start lapping it up. Oh yeah, lap it up. Lap it up. Lap it up. Good job, faggot. Clean all that cum up. Savor every delicious drop of it. Keep licking until your hand is completely clean. That's good, bitch. Tastes good. Oh, it tastes so good. So nice on your tongue. The way it just coats your throat, slowly dripping down. There's nothing else quite like it. Don't worry, from now on, you're going to be tasting a whole hell of a lot of it. From now on, you're my sissy slave whore.